2017 National English Competition for College Students, Level B, Preliminary. Part 1, Listening Comprehension. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
One. This package includes round-trip flights to Denver and a free airport pickup.
Sounds good. What's the hotel that we will be staying at?
Your hotel is actually an old country villa that has been restored and refurbished. Included in the price is 3 meals a day, excluding beverages.
Wow, this sounds like something my wife would really enjoy.
Two. Obviously, children today are exposed to too much advertising. It should be restricted in children's programs.
But understanding the role of marketing is essential to children's growing up.
That's nonsense. Advertising can only tempt children to eat junk food.
Food advertising certainly has an effect on children's preferences, buying behavior, and consumption, but the effect could just as easily be positive as negative. Three. I would like some information for requesting a loan.
Very well. Here are the general terms of our loan policies. We pride ourselves in having the lowest interest rate for personal loans.
It sounds good, but there's just one problem. I have a terrible credit score.
That's a very serious problem. You see, the bank must assess your personal information, past loans, assets, and other relevant information, such as your credit score, in order to approve your loan.
You know what? I don't really need the money. Thanks anyway.
Four. Why is ecotourism rapidly developing?
The holiday and leisure industry now too often is about exploiting our resources, and we've all seen the damage it can do to the local environment. In the end, the very things that attracted the tourists may be lost.
So what is ecotourism?
Ecotourism is sustainable tourism. It's about preserving these assets for future generations. Tourists have to respect local environments and adapt to the local lifestyle, rather than vice versa. Five. I'm planning to quit this job and go back to work in my hometown after the Spring Festival.
Why is that?
Well, the hustle and bustle of the city is really difficult to handle.
I understand your position. Perhaps you'll feel much better with your family around.
Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. During the pause, read the questions and make your answers on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation and mark each statement as either true, T, or false, F, according to your listening.
How did you become a flight attendant?
I had a group interview first, and I was singled out. Then I passed a one-on-one interview, and finally went on to my training.
What kind of training did you have?
First week was all about customer service and relations, and then during 4 weeks, safety training. I got to know how to deal with fires, evacuations, water landing, and passengers' first aid.
Tell me, what do you think are the good and bad sides of the job?
Good sides, obviously. I get to see the world pretty much for free. Bad sides, it's really grueling on your social life. It's more like a way of living than a job.
Passengers often think that fastening seatbelts on board is really unnecessary. Is that true?
Not at all. When the plane is taxiing on the runway and the pilot suddenly puts the brakes on, passengers can be thrown out of their seats. And during the flight, if there's sudden and severe turbulence, you could be thrown all over the cabin if you aren't wearing your seatbelt.
Should we really listen to the safety information?
Definitely, especially about emergency exits. If there's a fire on a plane, it may be dark and the plane will be full of smoke and fumes. Working out which one is the nearest exit to you might save your life. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and mark each question as A, B, C, or D, according to your listening. Costs at four-year public schools posted the smallest increase in more than 30 years, up 2.9%. It just got more expensive to go to public college and university in the United States more slowly, right?
Exactly. This is the smallest increase we've seen in a couple of decades, but that's on a larger base. We're still talking about several hundred dollars on the average public college tuition.
Prices in the economy went up 1.7% last year. College went up 2.9%. What's been driving the much faster increases in the cost of buying a college education?
Well, unlike most other pieces of the economy, where technology has reduced the number of people you need, you still need one professor to teach 20 students, just like you did in 1980.
The high school graduation rates are going up. This is a pretty big generation cohort. There's still a lot of kids looking for seats in colleges, aren't there?
There are still a lot, but it depends on where you live. And there are a lot of colleges in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast where high school graduation rates are actually falling because of demographics. And there are not as many colleges in the West and the South where those rates are increasing.
Are we opening up a national conversation to look at radically different ways of paying for school, reducing some of the pressure on parents?
Well, I think we definitely are. We're going to look at new ways of delivering college courses through technology and other ways. On the other side, you're going to see income-based contingent loans, where students can pay a piece of their income after college toward their loans.
There are even some suggestions that it not be 4 years anymore, aren't there?
There are. And there are ways of doing this. We base learning on how much time somebody spends in a seat. There's nothing magical about 4 years of college and 120 credits for a bachelor's degree. And so, there's a move now towards competency-based education. In some cases, you can finish college in less than 4 years.
Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the centre.
Ryan
Gosling. La La Land. Damien Chazelle for La La Land.
La La Land.
On Sunday night, romantic musical comedy La La Land swept the 74th Golden Globe Awards. The movie, which stars Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, set a record by winning 7 awards in every category it was nominated in, including the Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, and the Best Director Award for Damien Chazelle. The film also took home the awards for Best Screenplay, Best Score, and respective acting awards for Gosling and Stone. Prior to Sunday, the record for most Golden Globes for a single movie was 6, shared by 1975's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and 1978's Midnight Express.
As President-elect Trump continues to flesh out his administration, he's sending strong signals to China in the process. According to Reuters, Trump has packed his trade team with veterans of the U.S. steel wars with China. This could potentially signal a more aggressive relationship between the two countries. Trump often complained about China while on the campaign trail and promised to take a stronger stance than previous presidents when trading with the communist country. Trump's potential trade team is led by Wilbur Ross, a steel billionaire and Trump's top pick for Commerce Secretary. China has already warned that new tariffs would result in retaliation against U.S. companies.
A car bomb killed at least 13 people and wounded dozens more near the Turkish border. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights added the bomb targeted a building used by a rebel group in the northern Syrian town of Azaz. The building was being used as a security office. A political officer with the group who controls the building stated the death toll is higher, indicating that 13 of the dead were fighters with the group. Yasser al-Youssef added a total of 25 people died from the bombing. Azaz is under the control of multiple rebel groups, which have been infighting among each other in recent months.
19.
In 2016, Powerball was the top trending term on Google, and Prince came in second. The surge in Powerball searches happened in January, when the jackpot reached more than $1 billion. Prince was searched for the most in April, when he passed away unexpectedly. On Google News, Olympics and elections were the most searched for terms, with 8 of the top 10 people searches being either Olympic athletes or presidential candidates. Google is the most used search engine in the world, so it gives a pretty good idea of what people are looking at.
According to a new study by the World Health Organization, smoking already costs the global economy more than $1 trillion a year. By 2030, it will also kill one-third more people than it does now. The cost of smoking far outweighs global revenue from tobacco taxes, which is estimated to be about $269 billion from 2013 to 2014. The study determined that tobacco-related deaths will increase from 6 million to 8 million by 2030. More than 80% of those deaths will occur in low- and middle-income countries.
Section D. In this section, you will hear two short passages. The passages will be read only once. After each passage, there will be a one-minute pause. During the pause, write the answers on the answer sheet.
Listen to the passage. For questions 21 to 25, fill in the blanks with the exact words or phrases you hear.
Chemicals are added to a huge variety of products to give them certain properties. Many of these common chemicals are toxic to mammals and other animals. For example, one class of chemicals called ecophenols can interfere with hormone systems and growth. Ecophenols are often found in shampoo. Not only are these chemicals toxic, but they do not readily biodegrade. In other words, they will be on our planet for a very, very long time. Chemicals with a combination of these properties are commonly known as persistent organic pollutants, or POPs. The combined effect of POPs on our health and on the environment is increasingly being studied and recognized. Some work has been done to control the use of POPs, but only a handful of chemicals fall under current government controls. Additionally, companies don't label their products with their chemical components, so consumers must do extensive research to learn about them. Contrary to popular belief, POPs don't stay locked away inside of the materials where they are used. These chemicals can escape and enter the soil during manufacture and disposal. In fact, it now seems that no part of the planet is free of chemicals.
Listen to the passage. For questions 26 to 30, complete the notes using no more than three words for each blank. Patents are sometimes used to help inventors, owners, artists, etc. protect a special type of property known as intellectual property. Intellectual property is defined as the product of a person or company's originality and creativity. There are, however, additional ways to protect different kinds of intellectual property. Two of these ways are copyrights and trademarks. Copyrights protect original works of authorship. This would include something creative that is written down or presented visually, such things as books, musical compositions, paintings, and even movies and architecture can all be protected by copyrights. While typical patents may only last a short time and then need to be re-registered, for most written works, the copyright lasts for the life of the author, plus 50 years. After this time has passed, the works are no longer protected by the copyright. They are then classified as part of the public domain, and anyone can copy or use them without permission. Trademarks, on the other hand, protect product designs and slogans that a business uses to distinguish its product from other companies' products. Once a trademark is used by a company, no other company can use it again for its own purposes.
This is the end of the listening part. Please transfer your answers to the answer sheet.